Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Welcome back to Nighttime Talk with myself, AJ Walsh, sitting in for Niall Boylan tonight. Now, I have got Molly in the studio. We're going to be chatting about some of the news headlines today, some things that have been going on. Welcome to the show, Molly.
Thanks.
Thanks for joining
me. Great to be here.
It's really nice to see you. I've been looking at you all evening. We've actually been talking all evening, so we just have to pretend now that we've just seen each other
this is the first time we've met
today. Interested to talk to each other right now. So listen, tell me, what's going on? Katy Perry safely went to and from space today. Tell me a little bit more.
It only lasted 10 minutes and 21 seconds.
How far into space did she go? Because you know the way you say space? Space is only like...
It's only like around the corner.
Up the road. Yeah.
So she went 100 kilometres up, which is where scientists define space starts.
So like she barely went to
space. She barely went to space.
Ah, like, for God's sake.
She sang a song. She sang It's a Wonderful Life.
Why did she do that? Like, I really just wish she
also has a song called E.T., which she didn't sing, which I think a missed opportunity there, like.
That would have been more apt, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it? How many times are you going to get to go space?
Yeah, exactly. Well, hopefully never for me, anyway. So what was I going to say? She was also, I heard on the news as well that she brought a daisy with her because her daughter's name is Daisy, and it was all because of the symbolism, because daisies are like so strong and resilient and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. All right. She brought a daisy and then she kissed the ground when she came back after her long 10-minute expedition.
This is literally like, do you know what I mean? Sometimes you're just like, come on. You know?
Yeah.
Another thing then. Now, we covered this topic last week. Celebrity Big Brother, Mickey Rourke. Let's talk a little bit about that. So Celebrity Big Brother Mickey Rourke officially has been kicked out of the Big Brother house over instances of unacceptable behaviour and inappropriate language. A spokesperson for the ITV show said on Saturday that Mickey Rourke has agreed to leave the Celebrity Big Brother house this evening following a discussion with Big Brother regarding further use of inappropriate language and instances of unacceptable behaviour. Now, tell me, do you know what he was actually kicked out for? Because obviously, because of the hours of my job, I don't get to watch Big Brother, so I haven't...
I haven't watched Big Brother, but I've seen a lot of it on social media. He said a lot of stuff to JoJo Siwa.
No, I know that. That's what we covered last week.
He said a lot of stuff to her.
And it was grand. I thought it was hilarious. It was absolutely
gas. What else did he say? He said something to... I forget her name, but she was young and she made her cry as well. So
but
I think he's just had thing after thing
every
with
single thing I saw was not... that bad. Now the only thing to JoJo Siwa was, and he said, I tie you up, but I don't know what he even meant by that. Like, everyone's saying like, oh, that he was referring to rape or something like that, and I don't think that's what he was referring to, but I do think it's a shame that he's been kicked out.
I hadn't heard of him before.
You haven't heard of Mickey Rourke?
No.
Oh right, so Mickey Rourke, like, as soon as I saw he was in it, he's a massive star. Like, to say that he was good looking when he was younger is an understatement. I actually think I am in love with younger Mickey Rourke. Like, he is possibly the best looking guy I have ever seen. He's absolutely...
What about
so
him
stunning.
Nowadays, though?
And now, it's just crazy. But he did have, I think he had an accident, and I think he had something wrong. So he's had a lot of surgery. He also was a boxer as well, so I don't know if that affected the way he looks, but he has had a lot of work done.
I don't watch Big Brother ever. And I think I watched it one year when my mom was watching it. But I don't watch it. I don't.
So Big Brother for me is actually my favourite. And Celebrity Big Brother more so. I don't like regular Big Brother anymore because I think that they just shied away from letting real people into the house. And it's just, you've got caricatures of people and it just got too much. There was a certain year that it switched and it changed and it was just, they were all just like caricatures.
Yeah.
But when they were real people... it was absolutely brilliant. I watched the first good few years. I auditioned for Big Brother and I was on I was on the waiting list to go
in. Oh my God.
And I was like, I was that close to getting into the Big Brother house. That was absolutely donkeys years ago.
What's with you in auditioning for shows?
So it was because I auditioned for that then after that I was on their database and they used to send me application forms then, like, oh, here's a new show coming up, here's a new show. And that's that one I told you about, that bloody space one, where I was filling out this application form and going, this does not sound like a bit of me.
Don't want to go to space.
It was asking weird questions like, you know, oh, would you like to go and do a bungee jump? Are you the adventurous type? And I'm like, no. So I said, no, I won't be applying for that one. And I didn't apply for that show. I did apply for other things because they would just send it periodically.
Did you ever get on anything?
No. I actually didn't get on anything. I was very close though. I know Darianne as well. I know she got very close to getting into Big Brother as well.
That's mad.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone who's applied for Big Brother bar you now.
No, but I mean, that was years ago when it was massive. I just like, you wouldn't dream of it now, would you?
Wasn't Gemma Collins on Big Brother, the celebrity Big
Brother? Celebrity Big Brother, Gemma Collins was on, yeah. I do watch most of the years now. And like, I watched it on Friday night when they had the live eviction because I was off on Friday night.
Yeah.
But yeah, I absolutely love it. Like, it's my favourite. Celebrity Big Brother is my absolute favourite.
I can see how it's very entertaining though.
I love it. I really
haven't got into it. I don't know why.
Yeah, if you don't get into it, you don't get into it. But I mean, actually, do you know what? Going back to, you know, Brian Dowling. So he was...
Yeah.
He made his name from being in Big Brother. When he was in Big Brother, like, he was brilliant. I absolutely loved him.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be a massive fan of his now. Someone's just messaging in Naked Attraction. Oh, have you seen that show?
I have.
Me
That's
and,
rough.
Me and Niall were talking about it the other day, and he was saying that himself and Karen have watched it on occasion just for the laugh, and I have watched it for occasion. Oh my God, it's actually rank.
I like seeing it on Gogglebox when you see the other people react to it.
Well, they're actually good. Sitting there watching the whole thing. Sorry if you can hear, I've got my Stanley in tonight and it's just so big and it's clunky and it's like, it's got a metal straw, so sorry about that. Okay, next we're going to talk about the Minecraft movie. The Minecraft movie released in cinemas estimated at $300 million on opening day. Just on opening day, holy moly.
Yeah.
But there's a trend going around now of teenagers going mad in the cinemas, throwing popcorn, food and drinks around. Blah, blah, blah. So,
have you seen it?
I've seen it. Yeah. I have seen it and I went with my kids and they were so right, this is what it is. They're not supposed to be throwing popcorn and food and drinks around. That's just teenagers taking it too far, kids taking it too far. I went along, I brought my kids to it the day that it was released, so it was the Friday before last, whenever it was, and I didn't realise that there was this trend, and everyone shouted out when they said, sorry, someone's just messaging in it more about a Naked Attraction. So they, When Jack Black, who plays Minecraft Steve, says chicken jockey, all the kids went chicken jockey and they repeated what he said. And there was a couple of moments like that in the movie where they all shouted out. And at the end, then they all cheered. And you know what? It was actually so lovely to see the interaction. It was really, really nice. Then you go on Facebook and then, you've just got all the mas complaining.
I've seen a lot of people complaining about
it. Oh my God,
it.
My kids couldn't hear it, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, if there was kids acting up and throwing food, go and get a member of staff and say that this is out of order, you know, because that's not what the trend was about. I haven't seen interaction like that in the cinema since the Rocky Horror Picture Show, you know, or when I went to the cinema, let's say in Hollywood, I went to see Pirates of the Caribbean. I went in Hollywood and it was interactive.
So cool.
When they had like the cannons go off, like the smoke came in, there was actually cannons at the side.
I did something like that in Tato Park before.
Yeah, it's like a 4D kind of thing that you would do like at your Universal Studios. But the cinema, it was more interactive. After you saw the Pirates of the Caribbean, you went downstairs and they actually had the costumes and it was like a museum.
That's so cool.
So there's some cinemas on Hollywood Boulevard that will do that depending on the movie.
Wow.
Some cinemas will get the stuff and it's great. And you get to go and see some of the sets and stuff like that. It's absolutely brilliant and it's interactive. So why you wouldn't want to encourage children to get back to going to the cinema and the experience of going to it? So my kids actually then they wanted to go a second time.
Yeah.
So I actually dropped them off on their own to go and see it, and they just said it was so much fun. It was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
And I think people complaining about it are just being stick in the muds. It's just come on. But like I say, if they're messing up the cinema and if they're doing anything really bad like that, go and report it. That's not what they're meant to be doing. But I think the whole thing is great, and I think the movie was absolutely brilliant. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it, but I really want to, because especially during COVID, I played a lot of Minecraft.
Did you?
And I watched a lot of people, like Minecraft YouTubers, playing a lot of Minecraft.
Like Dan TDM.
Yeah.
Oh, so the Minecraft YouTubers are actually in the movie.
Yeah, I saw
they
that.
They have this little cameo.
Oh, I can't wait to see. Yeah. One of my friends went with her boyfriend on opening day as well.
Yeah.
And she said her cinema was like that. It was so much fun. Everyone was so happy. Everyone was so excited to be there. And I can't wait to see it. I actually can't.
I can't believe you've left it so late if you actually want to go and see it. Like, come on.
I know, I need to get a move on. I don't know
I've
what I'm
already
doing.
Seen it. Like, come on. I've never even played Minecraft.
And your kids have seen it twice. So I'm really lacking.
Yeah. And there's someone else today gone. They were going to see it for a third time. And I said it to my kids. I said, would you go again? They said, yeah. So I mean, I might send them again, because once it's not in the cinema anymore, then that's it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? So Jason Momoa, I did not know he was in it.
I didn't realise it was Jason Momoa.
He was on the poster, but I didn't recognise him.
Yes,
do you know what I mean? Yeah, so that's him in the pink.
It's mad.
It's a really good cast. It was really, really, I don't know, I actually thought it was brilliant.
Yeah.
The last kids movie that I saw that I thought was really, really good was the Super Mario movie.
I haven't seen it.
Brilliant. Yeah. It's really, really good. Now, I went, there's been a couple of things. I've seen a lot of kids' movies in the cinema in the last few years. All right. I've gone to see pretty much everything. And the majority of times you can get into the movie and you can really enjoy it. But the Lego Batman movie, oh my God, I actually nearly started crying because I was just so bored. You know when you're just that bored?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I hated it so much. And I hated, what was the other thing I absolutely hated? Oh, Sonic 3. That was out a couple of years ago.
No interest in that.
Oh my God, it was absolutely horrendous.
I saw Snow White with one of my friends in the cinema last week.
It's supposed to be awful.
It was so bad. It was so bad. The, what are they called? The dwarfs were like AI generated and just looked freaky.
Oh, because she's a real person. Like, obviously
yeah, and I really like Rachel Zegler. I think that's
her name. But she apparently now has lost the movie lots of money because of her social media posts. So
yeah.
The thing has absolutely bombed because of A, her, and B, because it's crap.
It's crap.
Apparently.
It was just really creepy and I just didn't like it. Like, I went with two of my friends to see it. And we all just said the same thing, that it was just
Was
bad.
It a musical?
Oh my God, there was so much singing.
Oh,
why
no.
is everything a musical these days? God forbid I want to watch Snow White.
No. Yeah, I do think that's a shame. But I mean, I just had no interest in going to see Snow White personally. But
yeah, I will say Beauty and the Beast, the live action one of that, unreal.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
That was so good. That was Emma Watson.
Okay.
She played
like
Belle.
Her. Yeah,
really, really good.
I'll look
that
out for that
amazing.
One. Do you know what? Actually, I was reading today, and I have known this, but you know the way sometimes it doesn't really register. 28 Days Later, apparently they're doing a new one.
Oh, are they?
I don't know anything about it. I don't know what sort of, is it going to be 200 or, because they did 28 Days Later and then 28 Weeks Later. Are they going to do 28 Months Later or 28 Years?
28 years seems like a lot.
That seems like a very long time.
Like, it's like a very long time.
They'd all be dead. But I'm excited for that. I didn't enjoy 28 Weeks Later, but 28 Days Later, I absolutely loved. That was with Cillian Murphy.
Yeah.
So I am going to rewatch that, and then there's going to be something new out, which is brilliant. I can't wait. I absolutely love Cillian Murphy. Like, I love him. He is fantastic.
He's brilliant, and everything he does is so good.
I actually just,
and
you know,
so versatile though.
Oh, I don't know. And you know when you see the clips of him and he's like sitting there and he's just like just not disengaged, or he's like at an interview or something, he's like, huh? I'm like, that's the way I am.
Yeah.
I'm like,
you're Cillian Murphy.
I can so relate to him. And actually my son is the image of him, is the image of him. People always say like, oh my God, are you sure that's not Cillian Murphy? So I'm like, no,
are you sure
it's not. Unfortunately, no. Right, okay, on to our next story, Molly. White Lotus star Amy Lou Wood condemns SNL's mean and unfunny sketch. The actor uses Instagram story to address a skit in which the SNL cast member Sarah Sherman, can't stand her, mocked her appearance. Amy Lou Wood has described a sketch on the US comedy show Saturday Night Live which mocks her appearance as mean and unfunny. Oh, we've written that twice. Okay, cheers, Molly.
Sorry.
Don't worry. The British actor used it. Yeah, so tell us more about that. I have no idea about this. I don't actually know who she is, Amy Lou Wood.
She was in Sex Education.
Isn't she the one, she's got the gappy teeth?
Yeah, she's got very specific teeth.
Because everybody now just gets their teeth
done,
so you don't see anybody like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me more then,
so
what happened?
She recently starred in the third series of The White Lotus, and SNL came out with a sketch, I assume last Saturday.
They do all of these
all
the time. I've seen some of these skits.
Some of them, like some of them are really funny, some of them are grand, but this one was just mean. Like, they completely made fun of her appearance. They got prosthetic teeth that looked really bad. And it was just mean. Like,
but I mean,
that's
not
that.
A skit. That's not that's not funny, because you're just literally
exactly.
taking the
And there's so many things out of
appearance.
White Lotus that they could have made fun of. And, like, one of the actors who was in it, I forget who it was, but she, like, purposely put on this accent where everything was really exaggerated.
So you could have slagged
that. Why did you make fun of that?
Yeah, you could have, yeah. So I haven't seen White Lotus. Have you seen it?
I've seen bits of it. My mom watched it and
okay.
didn't love the third season, but the first two are very good.
Yeah. Do you know, can you give us a synopsis of what it's about without giving away any
spoilers?
So basically,
the White Lotus is a hotel and it's all over the world. And the series...
So a chain, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The series of, like, weird events happen and everyone's connected and interlinked. It's bizarre, but very good, and can be quite funny.
The sound of it. I liked the look of it because it looks like, you know, their clothes and everything looks really nice. And I just think it might be a little bit of escapism, do you know, that kind of way?
Yeah. And the White Lotus, it's a very like expensive and like high end hotel. So everyone's a little bit rich as well.
Yeah. Okay. I am definitely going to put that on my list. Yeah. Another thing that I really want to watch is the new Black Mirror is out. Have you watched previous Black Mirrors?
I haven't, but loads of my friends have been suggesting it to me recently to watch it.
Yeah. I would like. Maybe not when you were a little bit younger, but now, now definitely. Some of them are absolutely brilliant. Some of them are so disturbing. It's Charlie Booker and, they're really, really good. So I am so excited that there's a new one out. I've been waiting for that for ages.
Are all the episodes different in Black
Mirror? Completely different. Yeah.
I think I've watched one of them. I watched the one with Miley Cyrus.
That's one. Yeah. Actually, that's probably one of my least favourite. But it is, they're all really good.
Yeah.
I've got a couple that are just like amazing, and the Christmas special one is amazing. Oh my god, it's so good. There's one that I struggle to watch. I can give you like a trigger warning. But I just can't remember the name of it, but I can give you a trigger warning. I find it out. It is very disturbing.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, you watch them all. They're absolutely brilliant. And then there's new ones coming out now, so amazing. We're going to be spoiled. Right. Electric Picnic released their headline acts. Many say it's an improvement to last year's 20th anniversary lineup. The acts include Hozier, Chapel Roan, Fatboy Slim, Sam Fender, and Kings of Leon. What do you think?
I'm very happy with it.
Ooh, right.
Very happy with it. I'm really excited to see Fatboy Slim. I'm really excited. And I'm really excited to see everyone else because I've seen Hozier, Chapel Roan, and Sam Fender before.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all amazing live.
Okay, brilliant.
And I went to Electric Picnic last year and I didn't love the headliners.
So tell me who was on last year, because I have a big issue with Electric Picnic because I went for 7 years in a row when it first started, and since then I haven't been able to get tickets. So I'm actually just annoyed with Electric Picnic. When I see out and about, I'm just like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Because I can never get tickets, so I'm done. So who played last year?
I can't remember. I know Noah
Kahan. It must have been really good.
Noah Kahan headlined.
Who?
Noah Kahan.
Don't even know who that is.
Stick Season fella.
Who?
Stick Season. His song was like number one for like a year straight.
Oh, wow. I don't know who it is. I literally don't know who it is.
I have no clue. Who else picked? Kylie Minogue.
Oh, okay.
She was really good. And Niles slagged me so hard after it. So hard. Because I was talking to him beforehand, before the show about it. And then he went on air and slagged me for saying Kylie Minogue was great. Sorry, she's 56 and dances like she's 20.
She's actually gorgeous. Like, listen, Niall, I'm going to pull you up on that one next time I talk to you. Like ridiculous. Slagging Molly for liking.
I cannot remember who headliners were. But I'm very happy with this year.
Sounds shocking, to be honest with you. But you see, that used to happen every year with Electric Picnic. You buy the ticket because you just want to go to Electric Picnic. I didn't actually really care about the lineup. Whereas when I went to Glastonbury, like, some of the people that you could see at Glastonbury,
because you go to Glastonbury,
stuff everywhere, you know. Yeah. And I went to Coachella the year that
you went to Coachella.
Yeah. I've been to everything, mate. Yeah, Jesus. Yeah. I went the year that Prince headlined.
You're
so
joking.
I got to see Prince. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
how was Coachella? What was that like?
It was so crap. I absolutely thought it was the worst. It was hilarious because it was so bad, because I'm used to UK and Ireland festivals, and you go over to that and you're just like, it was so tame. It was ridiculous.
People aren't going to Coachella for the music though.
Everyone's just posing. It's absolutely ridiculous. Though the only thing is, I met Steven Tyler. Oh, he's the lead singer from Aerosmith. He's incredibly famous, Molly. Like, he's
possibly
one of the most famous people in the world. Keep up. I'm joking. So that Electric Picnic lineup to me looks absolutely horrendous. The only person I'd be interested to go and see would be Fatboy Slim, but I've seen Fatboy Slim before.
I'm very excited.
Not a massive fan. Kings of Leon are decent, but it's not my type of music. So nah, I'm good. I'm glad I don't have a ticket for Electric Picnic.
I'm delighted.
Well, you have a great time.
I will have a great time.
Why is John Meston insane? I'm pushing on. Oh, it's because I don't know whoever you're talking about. Like, who? No, I know, John. I'm fully aware I'm getting really old.
Your kids would know who Noah Kahan is, because it was a very... Stick Season was a very popular
song.
How
do I spell their name?
So Noah and then K-A-H-A-N.
Right, I'll ask my kids in the morning.
Yeah,
right.
I do.
Okay. Right, now, our final story for this evening. Yeah, we've just got enough time to get through this.
I thought this story was gas, so right. I just put it in.
Let me see it, let me see it. Irish households are being encouraged to avoid using their washing lines to dry clothes and instead hang them up indoors. With the arrival of warmer weather, conditions may seem perfect for drying clothes outdoors, but it's not recommended for those suffering from hay fever. Ah, okay. It's because the pollen goes like on your sheets and all that jazz.
I want to say, though, I looked up showbiz news. This story kept popping up.
Why is this showbiz?
I don't
That's not very showbiz to me.
I was looking up like celebrity showbiz, what's happening, and this story kept popping up.
So this is obviously a big deal then, Molly.
Yeah, people are really talking about it.
So do you suffer from hay fever?
It's really bad. My eyes are so itchy.
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh, even now?
Even now. Oh. It's so bad.
So you need to start drying your clothes inside.
I know. My mom is not going to be happy with that.
Oh, so had you not heard of that before? Like to do that?
No, I didn't know.
So where I lived in the UK, we're surrounded by orchards, okay?
Okay.
And I don't get hay fever here. I don't get hay fever in any other country, but I get hay fever when I'm there. Oh my God. From the apple pollen is. And one thing that you're advised is to not dry your clothes outside during the summer.
I didn't know that.
I know, because you're bringing then in your clothes, and so all of your clothes, all of your sheets, everything has
that makes
pollen
sense,
on it.
Though.
I know, and it does seem absolutely counterintuitive, but...
Where else am I going to dry my clothes?
And do you have a dryer?
I do, but I can't be putting the dryer on in the summer, like.
Yeah, I mean,
because it makes our kitchen all warm. It's lovely in the winter.
I know what you mean. Yeah, I hate that feeling. So I've got a utility room, and when I walk out into the utility room, I'm like,
bleh. Yeah, it's like stuffy.
Do you know there used to be a laundrette on, what is the name of that street? Georgia Street. And when you walk past it, the heat just comes out for a second.
Oh.
And during the winter, I'd be like, oh, yeah. And then during the summer, you're like, bleh. You cross the road, go over to the other side of the road. Because I used to, that was my walk to work, was up Georgia Street and Angel Street and Wexford Street. But I used to have to during the summer. It's like, right, I'm going over the other side of the road for that. So, guys, if you do suffer from hay fever,
stop drying your clothes outside.
Stop drying your clothes outside in the summer, anyway. Because so when do you find that your hay fever starts? Then, sort of March, April.
Yeah, like the end of March, April. I have really bad allergies constantly, though.
Oh,
I have really bad sinus issues constantly, so it just gets exasperated in the summer, and then when it's autumn, it kind of calms down a bit, and then in winter, because I'm cold, I get a cold.
So do you find that you actually don't like summer as much?
No, I just suck it up.
Oh, okay.
Well, I like being warm.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
I just grow up, like.
Anyway, Molly, thank you so much for joining me, and thanks for putting those stories together.
Thanks for
having
me.
No, you're grand, Molly. Anytime. Do come back anytime. Thank you, everybody, for getting involved tonight as well, and for all your opinions, all your messages, and for coming on and chatting as well. We will be back tomorrow from 9 for...
Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.